The Burt Show.
Good morning, Becky. You're on The Burt Show. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. Thank you. What's up with you?
I just wanted to say that I have Edward, Jacob, and Bella dolls, and they're still in the package.
Good for you. Don't take them out.
And me and my daughter have red contacts to wear to the movie.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
How old is your daughter?
My daughter's 18.
That's great. Oh,
my son thinks we're lame, but we're really cool about it.
That's awesome. I think it's awesome.
If this is the thing that you guys are bonding over, then you're fine.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have a great time. We're obsessed.
And the theory behind keeping the dolls in the packaging is that they're going to be worth more money in the long run?
No, because I probably won't ever get rid of them. And she's actually asked me, Mom, are you going to will your dolls to me when you die? Mm. She doesn't want my money. She wants my Bella, Jacob, and Edward dolls.
But the theory is if you ever did resell them, if you break the packaging, then it's not in perfect condition.
Mm-hmm. I really hadn't thought about that.
I've read that.
If I wanted to play with them, I guess I would open them, but it's just, I don't know.
If you're an adult woman playing with dolls, I think you got a whole nother level of evaluation.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you guys that when I was younger, and this is going to sound so trashy, I had a beer can collection?
Oh, yeah. I'm not.
My dad had one of those, too.
Yeah. So, and
did you pile them up in the windows?
Really? Now, keep in mind, I was 11 years old at the time. I got an 11-year-old.
Oh, whoa. Not college? Can.
I swear to you. No.
Okay.
You were 11?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. This just got sad.
And this was okay with your parents?
This was not only okay, it was encouraged by my parents.
Well, 11 years old, Bert was already living on his own.
Yeah.
I forgot.
I swear to you. Yeah. And the theory there also was, and remember, my parents knew that I had this collection, that they were more valuable if the beer was in it. But yeah, I was collecting beer cans from all over the world.
And they were
like
sealed with the beer in it.
In it, yeah. I had one can of Billy beer that had the beer still in it that was going to be worth, I thought back then, hundreds if not thousands of dollars.
Come on.
I swear to you.
How flexible are things over the next few minutes? Because there's got to be somebody with a more... whose child has a more
Seriously.
Inappropriate hobby.
I'm impressed with Billy Beer, though.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that would be a lot of money.
Because that's sad. Seriously. Like, that's somebody would call defects at this point.
I had books about it, and I actually lost the collection when I went from New York to California to go live with my dad.
Yeah, because
I came back one summer, and my mom had taken all of the cans and just trashed them all. The whole entire collection.
She could have at least recycled them.
It was bad. So I had this beer collection when I was 11 years old.
Can.
I was just telling beer can collection when I was 11 years old.
No, but
and these guys are sitting here and here going, this is horrifying.
It is sad, but Jeff,
that your parents would allow you to do that.
Jeff, you said beer can, but again, the beer was in the can.
In one of them.
In at least the Billy Beer one. I forget. You know what? I think my dad actually might have bought me that one.
Oh,
and
my
I kept
God,
the beer
honey.
In the Stop. Billy beer can. And I think if you have that now, it's worth
it is
thousands
worth
of dollars.
Yeah, you think?
Billy's not with us anymore.
Dude, and I was, you know me.
I don't know what Billy beer is.
Jimmy Carter's brother had started his own brewery.
Right.
And that doesn't exist anymore.
They didn't make too many of them.
No, he passed away.
And I think beer can collectors will tell you that if the beer is in that Billy beer, it's still, I mean, I had them all, y'all. And you know how, like, if I do something, I'm going all in on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was at that point, like, mailing people for their beer cans, and I had beer cans from around the world.
Did
Germany,
you make people,
and Denmark, and I had rare collections of, like, beer cans from Pittsburgh with the Steeler team on it at 11 years old.
Did you have to have them opened from the bottom? Did you know that trick? Because I remember my dad collected beer cans as an adult. And
don't blame him. He was 11.
What did I know?
And you had to open it like with a bottle opener at the bottom of the can and pour the beer
so
out.
The top would be
the top is preserved. Did you do that?
I didn't do that. No.
So that's not geeky.
You sucked as a beer can collector. At age 11.
Other boys your age were probably collecting like G.I. Joes and Star Wars.
Probably. Jeff asked the question. Is there anybody that you ever know that had a more inappropriate collection as a child than a beer can collection?
And somebody who collects cigarette packs.
or just being
sad.
Ridiculous.
Camel bucks.
Yeah.
Remember when Camel used to do that?
Or weed. Hey, check this out. This stuff comes from Guatemala. It is so intense. Dude, you're 8. I don't do it. I just collect it.
I just collect the packaging.
1-877-588-BERT, BERT. I didn't even really think it was that inappropriate until I just started talking to you guys about it.
Really?
Sad.
Well, you know what? The good thing about this conversation is going to make the Twihards and all the sci-fi geeks not look so bad.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Old Schlitz cans and Rheingold cans, man. I used to go under our boardwalk in New York and look for beer cans down there like I was homeless.
Oh, my God. Honey.
Just for the cans?
My parents would be, just come back before four, baby.
Did you collect them if they are like crushed cans?
No.
They gotta be preserved.
Yeah.
Wendy.
Come on, don't be ridiculous.
Okay. don't be inappropriate.
Jeez. Hey, Kit, good morning. You're on the Burke Show. Hey.
I had like a really similar collection when I was about 10 or 11. Uh-huh. I had a wine bottle collection.
A wine bottle collection? It's
That's
the same.
That's pretty bad.
It's as dysfunctional as a beer can
were
collection.
Were they full
right?
or empty?
They were empty.
Were they in your room or were they displayed in the living room?
They're in my bedroom. Like my parents would have friends over, like their friends would bring like really decorative bottles to me. And
well, now I'm thinking about when I was in high school.
Oh, here we go.
Wait a second. Wasn't a collection, but I seem to remember when it was cool to do the candle drippings down the bottle and have that as decoration in your room as a candle holder.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it was a wine bottle that I had. And I was like, where the hell did I get that wine bottle at 16 years
but
old?
But the intent wasn't to collect the wine bottles. The intent there was to collect candle holders, and it really didn't matter.
Got the cool green glass.
Don't you try to jump on this like, I want to be as dysfunctional as Bert Bandwagon. It's not going to work.
All right. You win.
Don't get
you
competitive
win.
With me when
you
it comes to dysfunction.
You are the champion. I give it to you.
Hey, Nathan, good morning. You're on the Burke Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning. My grandfather actually passed down all his old Zippo lighters, so at 9 years old, I have a huge collection of Zippos.
That's awesome.
Until I set fire to two yards in my neighborhood.
Very nice.
Okay.
Very nice. That is still a huge collection. My wife is from the town that Zippo lighters are made in, and it's almost unheard of if you're a kid in that town not to have a Zippo lighter collection.
Zippo, Ohio, right?
No, it's Bradford. Bradford, Pennsylvania. Hey, Mike, good morning. You're on the Burke Show. Hi.
You been on the Zippo tour?
Good morning, guys.
Yeah,
going
to Bradford tomorrow.
Good. How are you?
I didn't really realize how dysfunctional my childhood was until I heard this story, and I started thinking, I'm like, wow. My parents, when I was 12 years old, well, actually, I think my mother was responsible, I had a subscription to Playboy magazine.
Sweet.
No!
Come on, dude.
I did it. What?
Can you imagine all my 12-year-old friends coming over when my parents were gone?
Now, was this your dad doing the subscription for you so he could have them in the house without your mom knowing about it?
Well, my mom remarried. She was divorced when she actually ordered them for me. And I never even questioned her about it, but now that I think about it, I'm actually pretty embarrassed about it, but nobody knows who I am anyway, except any of my friends that may be listening.
Were you allowed to look at them?
Oh, they were put in my bathroom. They were put in the bathroom in a case so I could grab them whenever I wanted to see them.
Oh, baby.
That's twisted.
Wow.
And you which is more twisted, that or the fact that you just now realized that, wait a second, that's not normal.
And how,
that's not normal.
How old were you when they were doing this?
12, 13, 14 range.
Wow.
And how old are you now?
I'm 37, but I forgot about it. I just didn't think about it. You know,
well, see,
it's something you just don't reflect on.
They were projecting into the future so you would have a great appreciation for laser hair removal.
And now I've got a 5 and 7-year-old, and I'm thinking, my God, what was my mom thinking?
Yeah, right? I mean, we could have done this for hours. Shot glasses, collected knives as a kid, collected bottles of alcohol. Yeah, we could do this for hours.
So you're not alone.
Yeah.
I feel so bad.
Normal.
Hey, The Burt Show.